This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I'm sitting here in the Java 1 Pavilion with Barmak Mehta, the Vice President of Products and Services at Fortify Software, and Bill Pugh, who is a professor at the University of Maryland and is the guy who spends time finding bugs in Find Bugs. So he is also associated with Fortify as well. So I wanted to ask you guys, a lot of people who are listening to these audio broadcasts are writing software and are concerned about how secure, that their software is secure. And I think it's kind of hard for most people to feel confident that they're actually doing what they need to do to make their software secure. So what's your advice just in general when you're developing a system? You know, what are some of the things that could make people feel confident? What are the things people should do? What can they do to make their software secure in general?
Great, thanks so much. You know, I think the first thing that we have to realize is developers don't intentionally code insecure software. So software security is a concept that unfortunately is not taught by and large in academia. So when you get a computer science degree, one of the courses that you take is not inclusive of software security. And so we can't really hold insecure software against application developers. Our best hope is as a company, we obviously offer tools and solutions that allow the software developers at the time of implementation, at the time they're writing code, to do checks on the code that is being developed to ensure no software security issues have been inadvertently introduced by software developers in their applications. And as a byproduct of the tool being run on their software and the findings that we have, they'll feel more confident that some of the issues that they have, again, inadvertently introduced can be found and fixed.
So if you're worried about whether or not your software is secure, congratulations, you've taken the first important step to making your software secure. There are some people just oblivious to this. That was more true a while back. And I'm not sure that you ever really feel confident. I think part of being security is you're always worried. Is there some new vector, some new thing that is going to get you? And so, you know, the first thing is people need to be worried about it. They need to have training. You need to know what is SQL injection, what is cross-site scripting. If you don't know what those are, the first thing you got to do is get some people who are educated in doing that. But one of the things I've been finding, not only in my own work on find bugs, but in the static analysis world, is that even if you know what you're supposed to do, mistakes happen. And you got to come up with ways. How do we do that? And there are a lot of different ways for doing this. Code reviews is one, all sorts of mechanisms for doing this. And you want to apply as many of these different ways to try to improve your security as possible. One of them is static analysis tools, which is what Fortify does for security, what FindBugs does for code quality. And those things actually often find mistakes that slip through a lot of the other code review and testing cracks in your system.
Okay, so anything else?
Yeah, just to add to Bill's comments, you know, and I agree with 100%, I think tools and solutions are one aspect of making your code secure. But I think going back to the issue of confidence, I totally agree with Bill that, you know, the first parameter of being a good software security person is you have to be somewhat obsessive. And so if you have a little bit of an OCD illness and you're being treated for that at the same time you're a software developer, you'll make a good software security expert.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.